News release: Governor Jared Polis Silverthorn, Coloradans will save on average 24.1% on individual premiums for 2022, Governor Polis and Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera announced yesterday. The administration released the final, approved health insurance plans and premium information for 2022 individual plans, meaning people who don't get their insurance from an employer, and small group plans, for small employers with 2 to 100 employees. Governor Polis made the announcement while continuing the Powering the Comeback tour, after making a major announcement with Colorado Parks and Wildlife announcement in Garfield County, speaking with the leadership of Summit County's successful SMART, System-Wide Mental Assessment Response, co-responder program, which pairs a clinician with law enforcement to respond to mental health and crisis calls. The Polis Primavera administration has championed expanding access to mental health services for all, convening the Behavioral Health Task Force in April 2019. Earlier this year, the governor signed legislation to create the Behavior Health Administration. The reinsurance program continues to save Coloradans even more money on health care. For 2022, for individual plans, the reinsurance program will save people across the state an average of 24.1% over what the premiums would have been without the program. And the average savings is even higher for areas of the state with higher healthcare costs, such as 36.5% savings in Summit County and the High Country where the announcement was made and 36% in the Grand Junction area. We are so proud to be in Summit County announcing our bipartisan reinsurance program will save families and individuals even more money on their health insurance next year while delivering quality care, said Governor Jared Polis. Coloradans in rural, suburban, and urban communities are tired of paying too much for health care, and our reinsurance program delivers real relief and real savings for small businesses and people who don't get their insurance through their employer. Colorado's reinsurance program has been, and will continue to be, an incredibly powerful tool in helping people save money on health care, said Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera. Our administration is committed to tackling health care reform from every angle, and the success of the reinsurance program is an important part of our work to ensure that easy access to high-quality, affordable, equitable care can be a reality for every Coloradan. Next year, the reinsurance program will continue to help Coloradans afford health insurance, just like it did for 2020 and 2021, said Colorado Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway. And as the Biden administration recently approved the program through 2026, it will continue to deliver savings for people buying individual health insurance plans. It is another way we are working to help people not only afford insurance, but to get access to necessary health care. Individual health insurance plans. Colorado consumers buying individual plans in 2022 will see a modest average increase of only 1.1% compared to 2021 premiums. The number of individual plans available across the state increased significantly to 527, from 326 plans in 2021. Find county-specific information on available plans and average premium changes at the Division of Insurance, DOI, website for filed and approved insurance plans. The same 8 companies from 2021 will offer plans for 2022: Anthem, Bright Health, Cigna Health, Denver Health, Friday Health, Kaiser, Rocky Mountain Health Plans, and Oscar Insurance Company. In the individual market, Bright Health, Friday Health, Oscar, and Rocky Mountain HMO are all adding more counties where they will sell plans. And as noted in the preliminary information shared in July, there will only be one county, Jackson, with a single on-exchange insurance company selling plans, down from 10 counties in 2021, and 22 counties in 2020. In addition, in the Denver metro area, Anthem and Oscar have added UC Health and its hospitals to their provider networks. Throughout 2021, none of the companies offering individual plans had a contract with UC Health. Choosing your health plan for 2022: open enrollment for individual plans will start November 1st and run until January 15, 2022. It is an opportunity to comparison shop to find the plan that best fits your health needs and budget. And while the overall average premium impact is a 1.1% increase over 2021 plans, people researching 2022 plans should remember that that is an average. Premium changes could be higher or lower depending on the plan, where someone lives, and their age. Many people will also qualify for financial assistance that can make their plans more affordable, and assistance is only available when enrolling through our state's exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Contact Connect at 855-752-6749 or find in-person assistance through their statewide network of certified experts at connectforhealthco.com/we-can-help, which includes insurance brokers, enrollment assisters, live chat and enrollment centers around the state. On top of that assistance, Connect for Health offers tools such as their Quick Cost and Plan Finder that can help check eligibility for financial assistance while finding plans that fit consumers' needs. New for 2022, some Colorado residents may qualify for additional financial assistance. People with incomes between 1.5x and 2x the federal poverty level, FPL, meaning an annual income between $19,320 and $25,760 for a household of one, or between $39,750 and $53,000 for a family of four, will be able to get help to lower costs when receiving care, such as co-pays, co-insurance and deductibles. The additional support is offered through Colorado's Health Insurance Affordability Enterprise, created with the passage of Senate Bill 20-215, and is expected to help over 50,000 existing and new enrollees in individual insurance. People can take advantage of this opportunity by enrolling for 2022 coverage through Connect for Health Colorado and choosing a silver level plan. And even though premiums are critical, when shopping for health insurance, it is important to consider other factors such as deductibles, co-payments, co-insurance costs, doctor preferences, health conditions and prescription coverage. All of these should play into a person's decision. A good starting point is understanding one's current health insurance. Consumers who have questions about their current plans should contact their insurance company, Connect for Health Colorado, their insurance broker, their employer or the Division of Insurance, 303-894-7498-930-3745, DORA_insurance at state.co.us. Small group health insurance plans in the small group market, for small employers with 2 to 100 employees, the overall average change in premiums will be a 4.4% increase over the 2021 premiums. This is a slight reduction to than the 5.3% indicated in the preliminary information in July. 12 companies will offer 553 small group health insurance plans to Colorado small businesses, also a significant increase over the 429 plans available in 2021. Find more information about the individual and small group health insurance plans approved for 2022, including county-by-county breakdowns, at the DOI website for filed and approved plans.